From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. Fallout continues from the news yesterday that President Trump's former national security advisor Michael Flynn has pleaded guilty to lying to federal agents. He's now agreed to cooperate with investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports on the reaction in Washington's power circles.
As part of the plea deal, Flynn has admitted that a senior member of the Trump transition team directed him to make contact with Russian officials during the presidential transition in December of 2016. So what this means is there's more to come now. And just, you know, recently we've heard the president say he really wanted to have this probe wrapped up even by the end of the year. There's no sign of that happening.
Flynn is the fourth member of the Trump 2016 presidential campaign to be charged, and he's the first former White House advisor to plead guilty in connection with the Russia investigation. The Senate has passed a nearly $1.5 trillion Republican tax bill that's historic in scope and urgent politically for both President Donald Trump and the GOP. The vote was 51-49, largely along party lines. Not a single Democrat voted in favor of the legislation, which was crafted behind closed doors by Senate Republican leaders. The bill lays the bulk of its tax cuts on businesses and higher-earning individuals and gives more modest breaks to others. The Senate bill and the House of Representatives version must now be reconciled before the president signs it into law, but that's largely a formality. Republicans maintain that a vibrant economy is necessary for the tax cuts to happen, and Democrats say the cuts, though, will fuel inequality in the U.S. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council ministers will meet this month to discuss North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Reuters' Grace Lee gives us details.
The UN has a lot planned for North Korea this month. An announcement today confirming a meeting of Security Council ministers on December 15th to discuss the country's nuclear and missiles program. It comes just days after North Korea successfully launched a new ballistic missile, which experts say could reach most of the United States. Another separate meeting will be held to discuss human rights abuses, an annual meeting that Pyongyang's ally China tries to prevent every year. North Korea has repeatedly rejected accusations of human rights abuses and blames economic sanctions for its dire humanitarian situation. But a landmark 2014 UN report said that North Korean security chiefs, and possibly Kim Jong-un himself, should face justice for overseeing a state-controlled system of atrocities, which the report says were comparable to crimes committed by Nazis during World War II.
U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says counterterrorism cooperation with Egypt is growing, and the U.S. remains committed to strong ties with Cairo, despite freezing some military aid to Egypt over rights concerns this year. Mattis made the comments as he traveled to Cairo, the first stop on a four-nation tour. That will also take him to Jordan, Kuwait, and Pakistan. Conflict in Congo has left some residents struggling with famine. VOA's Anita Powell has details from Johannesburg.
In the past year, about 1.4 million residents of Congo's Kasai region have been displaced by brutal violence that has killed more than 3,000 people and destroyed entire villages. Medical aid group Doctors Without Borders recently warned of widespread malnutrition among children, with rates of severe acute malnutrition as high as 10% in some areas. The violence began last year in the wake of the killing of a tribal leader who had defied Congo's longtime president, Joseph Kabila, whose term has officially ended. Kabila has been accused by critics of dragging his feet in holding fresh elections, in what they say is a bid to hold on to power. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Honduras has suspended some constitutional rights and imposed a 10-day curfew from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. each day in an effort to give security forces whatever powers they say they need to control protests that have sprung up after last Sunday's disputed presidential election. Authorities report at least one protester has died in the unrest triggered by an unfinished count, which is now in its sixth day. Australia's new foreign policy plan says greater self-reliance is needed as the country prepares for a world in which the U.S. retreats and China becomes more powerful and unpredictable, so says Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. He says Australia must adapt to an evolving world order. You can always get more news online at voanews.com. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.